Ring-a-ring! The phone rang underneath Mary's hand, jarring her. Ring! She gritted her teeth and let it ring twice more so voicemail would pick up. She should never have engaged premenstrual Tom. When would she learn? Her good girl reflexes, help out, be nice, tell the truth, sucked in the practice of law. Mary pushed the button for her direct phone line and called Benny. But there was no answer. She left a detailed message, then hung up, uneasy. She'd call her back in 5 minutes to make sure the boss had gotten the message. Mary eased back in her swivel chair, wishing suddenly that she weren't alone in the office. She eyed the doorway to the conference room, surprised to find the threshold dark. Who turned out the lights in the reception area? Maybe the cleaning people, when they'd left.
I'll come down there and shoot.
Mary eyed the phone, daring it to ring again. She didn't leave it off the hook because the drill was to record threatening messages for evidence in case the office had to go for a restraining order. Like with premenstrual Fred. Mary wondered fleetingly if she could find a career that didn't attract garden variety homicidal rage or bad television commercials. She told herself to get over it. Premenstrual Tom had been blowing off steam, and there was a security desk in the lobby of the building. The guard wouldn't let anybody upstairs without calling her first, especially after business hours. And nowadays,